The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Gittin has been sponsored by our good friend and loyal Talmid of the Daf Yomi, Mr. Haimi Dana, and his dear wife, Hashem Yishmerem V'Chayim. He has dedicated this Masechet according to the following principle. Our rabbis tell us that when you learn something, it can avert that item from happening. So we'd like to learn the Masechet Gittin, so it will remain in the theory of learning and never come to fruition in actuality, and therefore it should be blessed, him and his dear wife, and all of Klal Yisrael, with Shalom Bayit, and Hatzlachan Harvacha, Bechol Ma'aseh Yedehim, Amen. Daf Dalet, today's Daf is being studied, Alu Nishmat, Mor Zekini Yosef Ben Sara, Umarat Zekinati Yefa Bat Sara, Venu Nishmat Avram Ben Esther, Luwa Hashem Tenehem Began Eden, Amen. Verfuat Shalema, Moshe Mendina Sara, Ruhama Bat Rahel, Vesara Bat Rahel, Vimodechai Eliyahu, Mordechai Semach Ben Mazal, Mazdi. Enna refana lo, enna refana lahem, enna refana lahem for the nefesh, for the goof. For atam kirubad abba v'chen yirasom en omar. Amen. We begin today's daf on Dalet Amud Rishon, and we are four lines from the top. We are in the middle of a sugya, trying to understand the opinion of Rabbah. We learned in the Gemara that if a shaliyah brings a get from Medina Tayyam from overseas to Eretz Yisrael, so he has to testify, or when he gives the get, b'fanai nechtav, or b'fanai nechtam, it was written and signed in front of me. Rabbah, with the hair, said, the reason why that has to be said is because in Chutz La'aretz, they are not b'nei Torah, and we're concerned that they're not familiar with the law of lishma in a get. Therefore, by him coming along and saying b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtam, we're going to ask him, oh, was it lishma? That's the way that she learns, and he'll say yes it is, and therefore the get will become validated because it is written lishma for the purpose, for the sake of those, that, for the lady's name that is written inside. Now from the fact that he has to say b'fanai nechtav and b'fanai nechtam, it sounds like you need lishma not only on the ketiva of the get, but even on the hatima of the get, but even on the signatures, that they have to sign it for the sake of the lady's name that's written in the get. Now, we haven't found an opinion that says you need ketiva and hatima lishma. We found the Bimeir who says you need hatima lishma, and we found the Bil Azar that says you need ketiva lishma. So we want to know, who's the opinion out there that says you need both ketiva and hatima lishma? So the Gemara says, Eila le'olam, Rabbi El Azari. Really, I'll tell you that the opinion that says you need ketiva and hatima lishma is Rabbi El Azar. Now, the problem with this is, because we know the Bil Azar holds that you don't even need edim at all in a get. Because he says the edim that make the get are edim mesira. Bil Azar's famous shita masechet getim, edim mesira karte. That the witnesses that watch the get being given over, those are the edim that validate the get. So how could you tell me that you need hatima lishma? You don't even need witnesses at all. So the Gemara says, "Bechil o ba'e Rabbi El Azar hatima." When does Rabbi El Azar say you don't need signatures? Hecha delecha edim klal. Right, that's when you don't have witnesses at all, which means you don't need them to sign. I mean, if the get is without witnesses at all, no problem. Hecha deika edim. But if you're going to use witnesses on the get, ba'e, then already you're going to need it that it's lishma. The Amar Rabbi Abba Modeh Rabbi El Azar b'mizuyaf b'mitocho shehu pasul. The Rabbi El Azar comes along and teaches us a law and says, if you're not going to put any edim at all in the get, no problem, you don't have to. But once you're putting edim, you better make sure that they are legitimate. For example, the Rabbi El Azar holds that if, let's say, you would sign in the get relatives, or let's say edim that are pasul, so the get is pasul. Now the chara, why should it be pasul? The get is called mizuyaf mitocho. It is intrinsically forged. It is intrinsically no good. Mizuyaf mitocho. Now you ask a question, Why shouldn't it be good? If I use, let's say, relatives, which normally relatives are not kosher witnesses, why should that posel the get according to the Al-Hazar? You don't need witnesses at all in the get. The main witnesses of the get are what? They are the misira. So why does he even hold of this concept of mizuyat mituchu? So the Mefarshim understand it, Tosfot explains, because I'm concerned. If I'm going to use pisule edut and his signatures, I might come to use them as ade misira. I might come to use those same witnesses to give over the get. Now giving over the get, if you use those witnesses, it's going to be pasul. So just like, according to the Bi'il Azar, if you have not kosher witnesses that are signed in the get, it's posel the get, because of a gezerah, so he's going to hold also, that if you have witnesses, kosher witnesses, that signed the get, shelo nishma, it's also going to posel the get. Why should it posel the get? What problem can come out of that? They're kosher witnesses, technically. You have edem misira that are kosher. Even if you use them for edem misira, what could happen? So the Tosfot explains that we're concerned that if you're going to have a deem that signs Shelo Lishma, it might lead to writing the get Shelo Lishma. And writing the get Shelo Lishma, according to Bil Azad, is a deal breaker. So therefore, the Gemara is coming along to say, really, according to Bil Azad, you don't need a deem at all to sign. But if they're signing, they better be okay. What does okay mean? Number one, you cannot have them to be relatives, otherwise the get is called mizuyat mituchu. Or they have to be kosher, but they have to sign the get lishma. But I thought those witnesses don't mean anything. You're right, they don't mean anything if you don't include them at all. But once you include them in the get, it has to be kasher lishma. Why gizirah? Because if you don't make them lishma, you might write the get shelo lishma. And if you write the get shelo, no. Which, so therefore you might write the get shelo lishma. Which once already, you're not mandating lishma in the get, not by the hatima, and not by the signatories. So the get, you might write the whole get shelo lishma. And writing the whole get shelo lishma is a problem. So therefore, it doesn't matter which comes first. The point is, once already you're allowing a shelo lishma in a get, that'll go make the whole get shelo lishma. You won't do the ketiva even. That's the case in the Mishnah. When Rava said, "Bifanai nechta, bifanai nechta," we're talking about a get that came from Medinat Tayyam that had witnesses on it. Mm-hmm. Didn't have to have witnesses on it, but it had witnesses on it. Once it has the witnesses on it, now you got to deal with them. Now you have to make sure they validated that the witnesses signed lishma, even according to the Bi'il Azad. Just like he holds by the case of Mizuyaf Mitocho, when the Adima Pasul, he holds even if the Adima Kesherim, you have to make sure that they signed lishma. Comes the Gemara and says, Rav Ashe gives another answer. Hamani, Rabbi Yehudai. The author of our Mishnah is actually Rabbi Yehuda. A new opinion. Ditnan, because we have a Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda posel ad shete ketivato v'hatimato betalush. Remember we learned on yesterday's daf that the Patorah comes along and says v'chatav la sefer keritut v'natan beyada. The Gemara was doresh that you need a ketiva and a netina. And there cannot be a separation between the ketiva and the netina. Now, Rabbi Meir understood that when it says v'chatav, it's referring to the hatima. And therefore, he says that you could write the get b'mechubar, when it's attached, pluck it out, have it signed, and then deliver it. Mm-hmm. Because if you're learning that the ketiva is the hatima, So long as the signatures were done when it was talush, there's no separation between the ketiva and the netina. The Biyuda over here comes along and says, you need to have the ketiva betalush and the hatima betalush, and then you give it. So what does that show you? That when the Torah says v'chatav la, the ketiva is going not only on the writing, but it's going on the signatures as well. V'chatav la is going on both. V'chatav la v'natan. So therefore we must hold that la is lishma. And what part of it has to be lishma? Whatever v'chatav is. And according to the Yehuda, v'chatav is ketiva and hatima. So you learn over here, we're not the new shita now. That the Bi Yehuda is the shita that holds you need ketiva and hatima lishma. Comes the Tosafot over here, and essay, it's a technical question on the side. He says, the Bi Yehuda holds that the get is not kasher until you have ketiva v'hatima b'talush, that they have to be the writing and the signatures with the tree or the item that you wrote was uprooted. So Tosfot says, what do you have to tell me ketiva v'hatima? Just tell me ketiva. Once already you plucked it out and you wrote on it, obviously the Hatima is going to be Shelo Betalush, the Shelo Bemechubar. So Tosfot answers, no, it's possible to have the Ketiva Betalush and then you replanted it. And after you replanted and took root, then you put the Hatima. So that would not be Kashir. So therefore the case is talking about, we have to have Ketiva and Hatima Betalush, and then you gave it over. In any event, you see what? According to the Biyuda, you need to both items. Now the question is, if this Shita always existed, what were we spending so much time trying to work it out according to the Bimi'ir, according to the Bir Azad? We have a Bifiru Shita that says you need the Ketiva and Hatima and the Shema. So that's the Gemara's next question. Umi'ikara, maita amal lumuk mina nak Rabbi Yehuda. She says, how come you didn't just say simply or initially like Rabbi Yehuda? Gemara says, Madirina and Rabbi Meir, the Stam Matnitin, Rabbi Meir. מהדירינן הרבי אלעזר דקיימה לן הלכתה כבתה בגיטין. We'd rather follow Rabbi Meir first, because we know that we have a rule, Stam Mishnah, Rabbi Meir. That the Mishnayot go like Rabbi Meir, so you'd rather establish it like a Stam Mishnah to make it like Rabbi Meir. And if you couldn't do that, we'd rather establish it like Rabbi Elazar. Because we have a rule in Gittin, the Gabbai, the laws of Adem Mesira, we hold like Rabbi Elazar, so we'd rather establish it like the Halakha. Once we couldn't establish it according to Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Elazar, so we already took the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Comes the Gemara and continues. Tenan, we learned in our Mishnah. Tenan, Rabban Gamliel Omer, Af mevi min arrechem o min ahager. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Afilu mikfar ludim lelod. Now before we go further, let's get clarity in the three shitot of our Mishnah. There's a shita of Tana Kama, there's a shita of Rabban Gamliel, and a shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Let's review the opinions. Tana Kama said, Hamevi get ממדינת הים, צריך לומר בפני נכתב ובפני נחתם. מדינת הים means from a far off place overseas. רבן גמליאל says, not only from a far off place, but even from a place מחוץ לארץ that's close to Eretz Yisrael, that's סמוך. For example, אפילו מן הרחם ומן החגד. These places were close to Eretz Yisrael. Even so, the outside, חוץ לארץ, but they're closer. And if even then you have to say, Bifrai Nechtav. Comes Rabbi Elazar, he says, not only close, but even if they're actually, which the Gemara is going to say, Muvla, they're actually enveloped, Chutzlaris again, enveloped but within the airspace, so to speak, of Eretz Yisrael. For example, from Kfar Ludim, which is outside of Eretz Yisrael, to Ludim, which is actually even closer. So the first Rabbi Terekamah says only from far places. The Bangamah says even from closer places. Then the B'li Isaac says even from very close places. Now the Gemara is going to explain this to you. We're talking about cities that are close to Eretz Yisrael. Umuvla'ot b'tchum Eretz Yisrael. And we're also talking about cities that are actually swallowed or enveloped in the borders, we'll call it, of Eretz Yisrael. Actually, just so you could appreciate what we're talking about over here, if you look at the map, this picture over here, the article has a picture of a map, just so you can appreciate what does it mean, Muvla, where you see you have the land of Eretz Yisrael, right? And you have, let's say, on the borders, let's say, the land protrudes out. So you have over here, technically, some lands in Chutz La'aretz that are outside of Eretz Yisrael, but they're still within the land mass of Eretz Yisrael. Because since on the borders the land protrudes outwardly, so you can have, and then in the center of the land, let's say it's just a straight line, so you could have lands of Chutz La'aretz that are within the borders, Muvla, within the tomb of Eretz Yisrael, even though they are technically outside. Exactly. So therefore, and as she's going to speak that out, we'll read it in a moment, but the point is, Look at Rashi now. V'amar Abaye, Ayarot Alalu, Sheosifu, Simuchot Le'eretz Yisrael. Hanach Rekem Veheged. These Rekem Veheged the Rabban Gamliel, the Hanach the Rabbi Eliezer, have Simuchot Tafeh. They're even closer. She'af Muvlaoten. They're even like enveloped. B'techuma. Ela she'enan me'eretz Yisrael. But they're not from Eretz Yisrael. The Tanaka Masavar. Hani lo tzirichem mishum de simuchot. Tanakama says these are close to Eretz Yisrael. You don't need to say b'fraya nechtab. He says you only need to say it on the far off lands, Medina Tayam. Ve'ata Rabban Gamliel le'usfe simuchot. And the bangers are not only on the far, but even on the ones that are close. Umodi b'muvlaot. But even the bangers will agree that on the ones that are muvla, you don't have to say b'fanai nechtab. V'rabbi Eliezer osif et ha-muvlaot. And he comes along and says, even the muvlaot. So each one is adding a b'fanai nechtab on the ones that are even closer. Now, v'echidame muvlaot. כגון, עיירות שמנה כתוב במזרחה של ארץ ישראל להיות לגבול. Which is like the lands on the eastern side of Eretz Yisrael, where the Torah is giving us the borders, the chtiv. ותביתם לכם לגבול קדמה מחסר עינן ומונע לגבול עיירות רבות. Now over there, when it's giving us the eastern border, it lists to us many cities. Umein ulalan chutza le'eretz Yisrael ve'yesh mem shebultot mechavrutea lesad ha-mizrach arba v'chamesh parsaot u'mesila olechet mezu lezu hu ha-gevul v'ayarot ha'omdot chutz le'mesila lefnim mebilitat ha'ir ha-bilita kare le'muvlaot betok ha-tchum. Which means, if you draw a straight line from the top to the bottom of Eretz Yisrael, on the protruding parts, that's really the Eretz Yisrael. However, you have some cities that are muvla'ot within that straight line, that they're technically considered chutz la'aretz, but muvla'ot betok techuma shel Eretz Yisrael. In any event, that is the three-way machlokah. Now we have to understand what are they arguing. And the Gemara says, Amar ve'amar Rabbah, Bar Bar Hanna, Ledidi, Haziliyahu Atra. I saw how close Kfar Ludim is to Ludim. Vave Kimbe Kube Le Pumpedita. It was like from Be Kube to Pumpedita, which is a very close place. Rashi says, Vave Lacho Kimbe Kube Le Pumpedita. Now, Michlal, Tetanaka Vasavar, Hani Lo Sarich. Must be Tanakamasas on these Simuchot. And kol sheken muvla'ot, you don't need to say b'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam. My love, be'akam epalya. Oh, now we're going to explain the three-way machloket between the opinions. Demor sabar lefi she'en biki'im nishma. Because the first opinion is going to hold what? That the reason why you have to say b'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam is because of the lishma factor. Ve'hane gemiri. And therefore, these people that are close to Eretz Yisrael, they know, which means they picked up. They picked it up from the inhabitants of Eretz Yisrael, which is Tanakama will say only Medina Tayam that's far away. They don't know the law of Lishma. So therefore, they were mitaken them to say, b'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam. Umor sabah lefi she'en edim mitzuyim lekayemo. Which means, and according to, let's say, Rabban Gamliel is going to say that the reason why you need to say b'fanai nechtav even on the close places, because he's going to hold that the reason is not for lishma, the reason is because you don't have traveling between Chutz La'aretz and Yisrael, you're not going to have people that are going to be able to mekayim the witnesses on the shtar, so therefore they shall be asked to say b'fanai nechtav, which is you want to make the machloket of Rabbah and Rabbah, the machloket between Tanakama and Rabban Gamliel. And again, we want to say the Tanakama that says you only need b'fanai nechtav on the far off places, because he's going with the inyan of Lishma. But on the close places, even they were familiar with the law of Lishma. Whereas the Bagam is going to say, even on the close places, the reason why we need b'fanai nechtav is not because Lishma. The issue is what? Because there's not Shayarot Mitzuyot, there's no really travelings between the two places, and therefore we're concerned that they're not going to be able to mekayim the shtar. Therefore, you have to say b'fanai nechtav. Gemara says, "Lo, no, don't do that. Don't make a machloket in the Mishnah, the sevarot of Rava and Rava. Rava metaretz leta'ame, v'Rava metaretz leta'ame." Which means each rabbi can establish the Mishnah entirely according to his shita. Rabba metaretz ta'ameh dechule alma lefi she'en b'ki'im nishma. Everybody holds the reason is in b'ki'im nishma. Ve'acha ve'acha mepagen. The ma'alokin is like this. Tanakama savar hane kevan desimuchot migmar gemiri. Tanakama is going to say only medinat hayam, people that are far off, they don't know nishma. But simuchot and kol sheken muvlaot, you don't have to say before anichtav because they know, they learned the laws, they picked it up. Ve'ata rabban gemiri lemimar muvlaot gemiri. Simuchot no gemiri. The Bhagavad says, I agree with you with muvlaot, they're much closer. But simuchot, still far enough where it's possible they didn't pick up the law of lishma, therefore they have to say it. Ve'ata rabbi eliezer lemimar muvlaot namelo. Not that muvlaot don't know the laws of lishma, but because they have to know the law of the Shema, they're within the borders of Eretz Yisrael. So why you say they also say b'fanai nechtav shelo tachlok b'medinat hayam? It's the law of lo pilug. We don't want to start making differences between this one, chutz la'aretz, and this one, no. Once already you start making differences, now already it gets confusing to the people. So you have to make a set law. Chutz la'aretz, you always have to say b'fanai nechtav. Rabbi doesn't want to make it, which is, you're right, I agree to, in principle, technically they should know the Shema. They're very close. But what's going to happen now? You're going to start to say, this place, no. This place, it gets confusing. So, shelo tahlok, he makes it like a lo pelug, and therefore it says all that. So that's the way Rava can understand the Mishnah. Rava metaretz atahmet. Rava also can explain it according to his reason. Dechol alma nefi she'en edim mitzuyim lekayemo. That everybody will say the reason that the Mishnah is why, because you don't have witnesses that are going to be able to verify these signatures, and therefore, Tanakama savar ani kevan de simuchot mishkach shechiri. Tanakama will say that what the simuchot places like what the Rekem and Eged, they're close to each other, so therefore there's movement between the two places. People travel back and forth and kol sheken on the muvlaot. Ve'ata Rabban Gamliel lememar muvlaot shechiri simuchot no shechiri. And Rabban will say no, there might be travelings between the simuchot, I'm sorry, there might be traveling between the muvlaot, but there's not between the simuchot, therefore you have to say v'fanai nechtav. Ve'ata rabbi el'aza eli'ezer lememar muvlaot nameh lo shelo tachlok medinat hayam. And rabbi Ezra will come along and say, you're right, muvlaot seemingly should not have to say v'fanai nechtav because there's closeness between the two places, chutzar says, but still kedeh shelo tachlok, so therefore we say that even in that place it's v'fanai nechtav. So therefore Rava and Rava are able to explain the Mishnah in its entirety according to their logic. Comes the Gemara and continues. Tinan, we learned in our Mishnah. V'akamim omrim, eno sarik shiomar b'fanai nechtav u'b'fanai nechtav, ela hamevi m'medinat hayam v'hamolich. Now, the end of the Mishnah quoted Tanakama, Aitana, that said that you only have to say b'fanai nechtav on bringing a get from Medinat Hayam or vice versa, or bringing it from Eretz Yisrael to Medinat Hayam. Now the Gemara makes a diyuk. My michlal implying that Tana Kama Savar Molich Lo Tzarich, which means from the fact that only the second Tana of the Mishnah mentioned Molich, meaning going from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, must be that Tana Kama, the first rabbi, does not hold of this law of Molich. He only holds of a Meviget, Mimidinati, I'm only going from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. So what's the Mahloket? My lab back and a Pagim. Mor sabar lefi she'en b'ki'im lishma, v'ani gemire, ומור סבל לפי שאין עדים מצויים לקיימו ואני נמא לא שכיחי. We could make the machlok between the two tanim of the Mishnah, again the machlok between Rava and Rava, and we'll say like this, that according to the Shita that says that the reason is לפי שאין בקיאים לשמה, so it's only going to be as soon when the get came from חוץ לארץ to Eretz Yisrael. But on the reverse of Eretz Yisrael to חוץ לארץ, you don't have to say בפני נכתב, because this was written in Eretz Yisrael, the Baki, בשמה. And according to the opinion that doesn't make a difference, he's going to go with the opinion that says what? Because there's no witnesses that are traveling, there's no people traveling back and forth. So I don't care which direction. When it's going from one side, say, towards the bottom, and you're not going to find witnesses that are going to be able to mikayim the get. So we want to make the mahloket between, does the law apply from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz based on the opinions of Rava? And Rava, Gemara says, no, don't do that. Gemara says, Rava, Rabba, Metaretz, Letameh, ורבא מתרץ לטעמה. Each rabbi can explain the Mishnah completely according to his reasoning. רבא מתרץ לטעמה, וכולי עלמא לפי שאין בקיאים נשמע. Everybody agrees that the reason is אין בקיאים נשמע. Well, if that's the case, so why do you say that מארץ ישראל תחוץ לארץ, you have to say בפני נכתב, if the gate was written in ארץ ישראל, ודאי, they're בקיאים נשמע. Says, you're right. והכה בגזירת מוליך אתו מביא כמפלגה. The מחלוקת is, do you make a גזירה that if we allow you to bring it from Eretz Yisrael without Befanai Nechtav, you might do it the other way, which is a problem. Now, Tarakama Sava Lo Gazrinan Molich Atu Mevi V'Rabbanan Batre'e Savri Gazrinan Molich Atu Mevi. That's my logic. First Tana says you don't make the Gizra, second Tana says you do. V'Rava Metarez Letame. And Rava will explain the Mishnah in its entirety according to his logic, which means V'Kole Alma Lefi She'en Eidim Mitzuyim Lekayemo. Which means, really the reason is, why you need to say Befanai Nechtav, is because we're concerned that there's not going to be any witnesses on the other side that are going to be able to make Kayyem the Shtar. V'Rabbanan Batra'el Lefirushe Ta'ameh De Tanakama Uda'atu. Which means, they're not arguing Tanakama and the second rabbis. All the second rabbis doing are explaining the first rabbis. Which is, the first rabbi just said, you bring a get me that Tayyem, you have to say Befanai Nechtav, Befanai Nechtav. The second rabbi just adds, V'chena Molich. Which by him saying V'chena Molich is really trying to say, and the reason is because of there's no Shayarot Mitzuyot between the two places, therefore there's not going to be a difference between whether you're coming from Eretz Yisrael or you're coming from Sa'aris. So the second Tana is not arguing on the first Tana, it's really explaining the reason of the first Tana, that the reason is because the Fishin Edim Mitzuyim Lekayimo. So again, Rabbah and Rava, each one are able to hold their grounds and explain the Mishnah according to their Shito. Now the Gemara is going to ask a series of questions according to the opinions of, according to Rabbah, that says the reason is Lishma. Comes the Gemara and begins. Right. Tenan, we learned in our Mishnah. Now, we got to get the cases clearly over here, because the Gemara is going to bring cases in the Mishnah and then make diyukim. Right, from the fact that the Mishnah chose one scenario, you can make a diyuk, an implication on another scenario, and that's going to already start the problems. So the Mishnah Gemara begins. Tena, ha-mevi get me-medina le-medina b'medina tayam. So you're bringing from one province to another province in Chutz La'aretz. Sarich lomar b'fanai nechtab u'b'fanai nechtam. Now, we explained that Mishnah works according to both opinions. If you say the Lishma is the factor, so Lishma, of course, you need it because you're in Chutz La'aretz. If you say it because there's no traveling, so you want one province to another province, there's no Shayarot, it's far away from each other, let's say, so therefore you need it as well. So that's not a problem according to Rabban and Rabban. The question is like this. Ha be'otam medina b'medina tayam lo tzarich. The implication is only from one province to another province. Mashma, but in the same province, from city to city in the same province, you would not need. That's the question. Lirava niha. According to Rava, that says the whole issue is what? That there's no people traveling from place to place in close places like that, in the same province, from city to city. No problem. You won't have to say Befanai Nechtav, because you know the people will be, somebody will be there to know the signatures. However, Lirava, Kasha. But according to Rava, what do I care? According to Rava, the rule is going to be anywhere in Chutz La'aretz. I don't care, close or far, you're going to have to say Befanai Nechtav. So the implication of the Mishnah is difficult, according to Rava. Comes the Gemara and says, "Lo tema ha be'otam medina b'medina tayam lo tzarich." Don't learn the implication like you did, because then you're going to make a question on Rava. Learn the implication like this. That what it said, from province to province in Medina Tayam, you need to say it. Say like this. Ela ema me-medina le-medina be-eres Yisrael lo tzarich. The implication can be, but from a province to a province in Eretz Yisrael, you won't. Only in Chutz La'aretz, from province to province. But from Medina to Medina, Eretz Yisrael, no. Why? Because Bekiim Nishma. So therefore, Rava says, I got no problem with the implication. Make the right implication. The Mishnah makes perfect sense to Rava. The Gemara says, wait. What do you need an implication on something that was actually stated explicitly in the Mishnah? Ha behedya ketanila.
The Mishnah said that case explicitly when it said, "Hamevi get be'eres Yisrael, eno sarich lomar befanai nechtab ubefanai nechtam." And therefore, and the assumption is over there that it's talking about an Eretz Yisrael, that it's talking about even from Medina to Medina. So therefore, what do you tell me you need it from an implicit, from Medina to Yam? It's Beferush in the Mishnah. The Gemara says, no, I need the implication, and I need the explicit. You know why? Gemara says, if it was only from that case, the explicit case, Hava amina hani mili di avad aval lechetahila lo kamashma'lan, that even lechetahila you don't have to say befanai nechtam fanadam, which means I would have said like this, maybe the law of in Eretz Yisrael, when you're going from one province to the other, maybe the law is only that you don't have to say befanai nechtam bidi avad, which means the shaliach came already with the get, and he wasn't there for the signing, so he can't say b'fanai nechtav. He's there already. He's saying, "Ah, b'di'avad, you're here already." But if he would ask, "Should I go deliver the get without b'fanai?" Don't go. No, we don't want to give such a get. But b'di'avad, if he went already, we'll be lenient. Kamash b'fanai mishnah. No, even the katechila. If he comes to ask the rabbi, "I'm in Eretz Yisrael from one province to another province. I didn't see the get being signed. I'm just the shaliach. I didn't see the b'fanai nechtav. Doesn't matter. You're in Eretz Yisrael. Even the katechila be allowed to go." So that's the way Rabba is able to explain the Mishnah. Comes the Gemara and says, "Ve'ika demotiv la hache." Some learn this last question that we just made in the following way. Again, the starting point is what? The statement of the Mishnah. Medina le medina b'medina tayam. Right, province to province in Chutz La'aretz. So we said, obviously, has to say b'fanai nechtav. So it says, ha medina le medina be'eretz Yisrael lo tzarich. So the Gemara in this version goes straight to the implication to Eretz Yisrael. Mashma that what? Province to province in Israel, you wouldn't have to say. Now let's speak it out ourselves. For Rabba, no problem, because it's Lishma. However, l'rabba niha, l'rabba kasha. But according to Rava, since it's all in Eretz Yisrael, so what's the problem? In Eretz Yisrael, shayarot are mitzuyot, seemingly. So therefore, why are you going to tell me that what? In Eretz Yisrael, from province to province, that the get is not good? I mean, you have to say b'fanai nechtav. According to Rava, I understand why you don't have to say b'fanai nechtav. Which I explain again. I'll explain again, more clear. Medina le medina be medina tayam sarich lomar b'fanai nechtav. Ha medina le b'eretz Yisrael lo tzarich. Le rabba lo kasha. Because you don't have to say it because it's lishma, you're in Israel. But lechaura, if you're from province to province, even from in Eretz Yisrael, seemingly you're not traveling from one place to another place, which means bottom line is four places, province to province. What do I care if the province is from Chutz La'aretz or the province is from Israel to Israel? Bottom line, shayirot or not mitzuyot. So therefore, according to Rava, you should have to say b'fanai nechtav even in Eretz Yisrael. And his point is, in places that are far from each other, you don't have travelings, and therefore you're not going to have witnesses that are going to be able to verify the signatures of the get. So therefore, you know, the question that they reversed it in this version. I repeat one more time. That what it said in the Mishnah, Medina, the Medina, the Medina, Tayyam, Sarich Lomar. That's not a question to point to anybody. That's perfect. Ben the Rabbah, you have to do because it's Chutz La'aretz. Oh, so the Gemara makes a diyuk. Ha medina le medina be'eretz Yisrael lo tzarich le rabba lo kasha, because I'm Eretz Yisrael, the get is lishma. You don't have to say b'fanai nechtav. What do you mean? But according to Rabba, lechaura, what do I care? It's still medina le medina. You should have to say it in order to be kayim the eidim. That's the Gemara's question. So it comes, the Gemara and says, right, so I'm reading again in this version over here. ועיקה דמוטיב לאחה במדינה למדינה בארץ ישראל לא צריך לרבה ניחה לרבה קשה. So Gemara says, לא תמה ממדינה למדינה בארץ ישראל לא צריך. Don't make the diuk like that. אלא אמה Make the diyuk in Chutz La'aretz in the same province. Only from province to province in Medinat Tayam you have to say it because in Shayarot Mitzuyot, because the people don't travel from one place to the other. However, in the same province in Chutz La'aretz, you would not have to say it. So that works good according to Lava. So Gemara says, Aval Medina le Medina be'eretz Yisrael mai. However, we want to go back to that case. Medina le Medina be'eretz. What do you want to say? Tzarich? You want to say according to Rava, you're going to have to say before Nechta because province to province there's no Sherot Mitzuyot? Litni. So let the Mishnah just say, Hamevi me Medina le Medina setam. Why did the Mishnah then according to Rava have to say Hamevi get me Medina tayam? According to Rava, just say Hamevi get me Medina le Medina. Which is according to you, it doesn't matter where it is. The point is, it's from one province to another province. So the Gemara is right. Le'olam me'medina le'medina be'eretz Yisrael name'e lo tzarich. You know what? Province to province in Israel, even according to Rava, you don't have to say. Why? Gemara says, De'kevan di'ika ole regalim mishkak shechiche, which means people are always traveling across the land of Israel, because you have to remember, you have ole regalim. So there's always people traveling back and forth from province to province, and it's like from Jerusalem to other places, back and forth. So the ole regalim will keep the traffic flowing in Eretz Yisrael, even according to Rava, and therefore you don't have a concern. Oh, the Meidi has a strong question over here. The Chavra, the Olei Regalim also came from Chutz La'aretz. So the Chavra, if you're talking about Olei Regalim, so you have traffic even from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. But he says, not as much, and they don't stay as long. And therefore, it's not like an Eretz Yisrael where they go back and forth, I guess, a little more often and things like that. In any event, the Gemara says, Tinah bizman tzvinim neshkayam. Right, that's a good sevara as long as the Beit HaMikdash people are going up to Jerusalem. Bisman she'en Beit HaMikdash kayam, ma'ika le'memar. What are you going to say? Bisman she'en Beit HaMikdash kayam. Kevan di'ika bate dinim. De'kebi'e mishkach shechiche. There's another reason. They had bate dinim that already were established in the Taz of Azaz Sofer that used to meet in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, people would always be coming back and forth to the Beit Din. So therefore, if you give a get in a certain place in Eretz Yisrael, alright, you say, oh, who's going to know the witnesses? The people from that place where the gate was written are coming and they're moving back and forth in order to come to the Beit Din. So therefore you don't have to worry about the Fanatic Club in Eretz Yisrael itself. Look at the Rashi. Rashi says, let's start with the Rashi. Kevan di'ika ole regalim. Shkichi edim lekayemo, right? Because we thought the pilgrims are going back and forth, so therefore you can have witnesses that are going to be able to establish the testimony. Ve'had Amran ne'el b'resh ma'atim ebedinei adim da b'Yisrael ika b'nayu leta v'same le'mehacha. Oh, now Rashi just tells us, at this point now, we're taking off Medina le Medina me'eretz Yisrael off the table, which means ben le Rava, ben le Rabba, you don't have to say b'fanai nechtab or b'fanai nechtam. Le Rabba, because it's the Shema. Le Rava, because you tell me ole regalim, there's traffic. Now, early, if you remember, the Gemara, after it brought us to Mahlok de Rabba, and Rabba had asked, my benayu. What are some halachic differences between the two? One of the halachic differences the Gemara made above was Medina le Medina be'eretz Yisrael. Le Rava lo tzarich, le Rava tzarich. So that she just cues us in now, once we get to this piece of the sugya, you got to scratch that off the nafkamina. Because now that's not a nafkamina anymore. Now Eretz Yisrael itself, Medina le Medina, everybody's going to agree, you do not have to say. So that's what she says now, because it's samemika, you have to erase it from the list of nafkaminot. Comes the next Rashi and says, Bate dinim dekbu'in ba'ayarot katakanat Ezra, like Ezra sofer established, b'sheni u'b'hamishi, u'mitziyot shayarot sholchot nadun b'mkom ha'va'ad. Right, they're going back and forth to the place of the va'ad. Now, we must go back before we go further to the next piece of the Gemara to read a Rashi that makes some very important points. Look at the Rashi, v'ika demotiv hache. I'm going a third of the way down. Let's review this style of the question. The Gemara asked a question from the case in the Mishnah. Medina l'Medina b'chutz la'aretz. So the Gemara made a diyuk. Ha Medina l'Medina b'eretz Yisrael lo tzarich. Oh, l'rava kasha, because the chaura the shayarot factor, right? So that was the way the Gemara brought a question from a diyuk. Now, seemingly, you can ask a more simple question. If you looked at to make trouble for Rava, why did you have to ask from a diyuk from Chutz La'aretz? You could have asked from the explicit case in the Mishnah. We have a case in the Mishnah that clearly says, "Hamivi get me'eris Yisrael me'medina le'medina lo tzarich." So just ask from Rava from the explicit. Wouldn't you have to bring the case of Chutz La'aretz, making the diyuk to Eretz Yisrael? Ask a question, Rava. Ask from the explicit case in the Mishnah. The case was a mevi get me'medina le'medina be'eretz Yisrael lo tzarich. That is Rashi's question. Read Rashi inside now. Rashi says, "Beni ale lemedak meresha." We'd rather make a diyuk ulotbe velav leutbe mesefa dichtani behedya, as opposed to asking from the sefa, the Mishnah that wrote it explicitly. And if he get beretz Yisrael eno sarich alma tama mishum lishmau, which is from that case of it, you see clearly the reason is lishma. If the Mishnah is telling me that medina le medina beretz Yisrael doesn't have to say it, so why did you ask me a question from the diyuk and the resha according to Rava? Ask me from the explicit case. The mishum de beresha teni behedya me medina le medina vesefa lo tana me medina le medina. V'yava motiv lemine havi meshal de beota medina atzma ka'e, which means the case in the sefa, all it said was that we get be'eretz Yisrael. Rava can answer. You know what Eretz Yisrael means? In the same province. So shayrot the mitzuyot. But in the Resha, it said, "Amevi get me medina le medina bechutz la'aretz." So your diyuk is going to have to be medina le medina be'eretz Yisrael. There you're stuck, because there's medina le medina be'eretz Yisrael, and you're going to say you don't need to say b'fanai nechtav ha'koy to Rava. Why? So therefore, the explicit case is not so explicit as we thought. It's just amevi be'eretz Yisrael. Rava can get out of that, but he cannot get out of the diyuk of the Resha. Okay, Rashi then comes along and says, "Va'afal gav de'ava mutmina ne'michlal de'medina tayam be'otam medina name lo tzarich sof sof hadar avale diyuka," which means eventually the Gemara's made a diyuk over here from the case of medina the medina be medina tayam. And the Mishnah said, what? In that case over there, tzarich, you have to do it. And the implication was what? That over there you don't. So that she at the end over here is bothered with something else. What is he bothered with? Once I told you that the Sefa's case is Hamevi get be'eretz Yisrael, eno tzarich, right? So I could make a diyuk from that case and ask a question on Rava. And my diyuk could be, davka Hamevi get be'eretz Yisrael in the same medina eno tzarich. Mashma darin bechutz la'aretz in the same medina tzarich. Kasha on Rava. So that she's asking for the same money that you're asking him from the diyuk and the resha, you could have asked on it from the diyuk of the sefa. And to that, she says, you're right, you'd rather already ask on the first diyuk, which means already, anyway, we're asking on a diyuk, right? It's not a better question. Either way, it's a diyuk. So we asked on the first diyuk, the diyuk from the resha. But in the Chename, the question could have been brought from the diyuk of the sefa as well. Very good. Comes the Gemara and continues back to where we are. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer afilu mehegmonya lehegmonya, which means even from one hegmonya, which is one jurisdiction, within the same province, even in Eretz Yisrael, you have two hegmonyas. So it says what? You have to say b'fanai nechtab amar b'Yitzchak, and then Rabbi Yitzchak gives us an example. Ira chat aita b'Eretz Yisrael.
There were actually two jurisdictions in that one place called Asusiyot. And they were makpid on each other, which means they were strict on each other. They didn't allow passageway from one place to the other. They had restrictions. That's why the Mishnah to say even sometimes mehegmonia lehegmonia, you're going to have to say the law of b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtam. Comes the Gemara and says, l'rava niha. According to Rava, I understand. Because even Israel, since they're restricting each other, the two hegmoniot, there's no passage. And therefore, since there's no passage, no one's be able to be kayim the edim. Therefore, the shaliyas may have to say b'fanai nechtav. However, l'rava kasha. Rava, you're still in Eretz Israel. So what do I care? Bottom line, they're baki lishma. Rabba Itled, the Gemara gives a fantastic answer which changes the whole complexion of the sugya now. Rabba Itled de Rava. The Gemara says, Rabba also agrees to Rava, which is Rabba holds two things you need to get. You need, number one, Lishma, and you also need to say Mefanai Nechtav, because you got to be concerned about the Edim that are going to be around to Mekayim. Rava, however, doesn't hold like Rabba. So therefore, when the Mishnah said behegmonia lehegmonia, you have to say it. You're right. You don't have the lishma factor. You have the shayrom mitzvot. Rabba says, I agree with that also. I hold like Rabba in that as well. Look at Rashi. Rabba, itled Rabba, timemedina lemedina beEretz Yisrael. Even in the same city in Eretz Yisrael, hechad dekapde. That would have makpid on themselves, the two governments or the two jurisdictions. Therefore, the witness is not going to be, you know, flowing back and forth to testify. Sarich lememar. You're going to have to say, Aval Rava lit le de Rabba. Rabba does not hold, Rabba does not hold of Rabba. The ish kihi edim, lo haishina ne'en bikiim, de chulu bikiim. Which is, he holds everybody's baki. You don't go with this business that wants to honor people or not. So once you're saying that this is the new mahloket, we have to change now the nafkaminot that we made above. Above we made my benayu, we made Rabba and Rabba on the opposite end of the spectrum, and we gave tremendous nafkaminot. Now that you're telling me that on after cases, Rabba agrees with Rabba, so there's not too many nafkaminot as we had above. So that's the Gemara concludes and says like this. Now we're going back. Now that we redefined the mahloket, give me the nafkaminot between Rabba and Rabba. So the Gemara says, Ika benayu, number one, de atyua betre. Where let's say two people brought the get from Chutz La'aretz. Two shilichim were established. Well, if you say that the only reason is because nobody's around to mekayim it, well, here you have two witnesses, because two guys came to bring the get. So therefore, according to Rava, you will not have to say it. But if you hold that there's an additional reason of Rava, of Lishma, I don't care how many people you brought the get with. Bottom line, you brought it from Chutz La'aretz, you're going to need to say Bifanai Nechtav to establish the Lishma of the get. So that will be one nafkamina, which stays. That was enough nafkamina we had earlier. The other nafkamina is going to be, Iname Be'otam Medina B'Medina Tayam. Or in the same province in Medina Tayam, if you just go with the reason of Sheyarot Mitzuyot, well, it's the same province. Therefore, there's witnesses around that will know the signatures. Therefore, you don't have to say Mefanai Nechtav. But if you go with the Lishma reason of Rabba, even in the same province in Medina Tayam, you're still going to have to say Mefanai Nechtav. So therefore, basically, we kept two Nafkaminot, we knocked off one Nafkamina. That would be a Nafkamina between Eretz Israel itself. Which is the Eretz Yisrael itself, that's not enough kamina anymore, because even according to Rava, Medina the Medina be'eretz Sheirot the Mitzvot, either because of Bizmaz Be'eretz Kayam or Regalim, or because of Bate Dinim Kivurim. So take the Medina be'eretz Yisrael off the table, and therefore you keep what? The two nafkaminot between Rava and Rava. Baruch Anu Alei Olam. Amen ve'amen.